Hey everybody, Laura Burton here. I hope you guys are having a great time and everything's awesome. And yesterday I told you a little bit more about my story. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more about why I'm doing this. And I have something coming up that I'm really excited about that I'm working on. So I thought it would be good to talk to you. Hey, how are you? Anyway, so when I look back at things, and I've been thinking a lot about sales lately. I didn't try to become a salesperson, it wasn't like my dream. And I remember that day, I mentioned yesterday that I had gone in when I was a little girl to ask my dad to do something, and he was busy. And that's what we're doing a lot of times when we're doing sales. We're coming in and we're interrupting someone's day if we're cold calling or if we're doing something like that. And we kind of have to be poised to know that what we want and what we're asking for, if we want to help somebody, that we're doing something that's going to be of benefit and we're bringing something to the table. So I just remember that feeling. It's like I was so nervous to go and talk to my dad. And I know a lot of people get really nervous when they're gonna make calls. Like I've trained a lot of sales reps and stuff, and they're gonna make calls, especially if it's something new, and they're just like, like, whoa, I'm gonna make phone calls. It's like, And sometimes people don't wanna be interrupted, and sometimes they're in a hurry or they're busy or they're distracted. And we have to have like a thick skin to come in. And what I realized, in that lesson that my dad taught me, even though I was nervous and he like was kind of harsh in his tone because I had interrupted him, when it really came down to it, he didn't want to make me feel bad. And I think as a father at that point, when he looked at me, he didn't want me to be able to be, shot down so fast. He wanted me to have thick skin. My dad wanted me to be able to really tough it out if I had to. He wanted me to be strong. And I'm really grateful that he wanted that for me, because you need to be strong. You need to be able to do things. And sometimes it's just not easy. Sometimes we have to just have courage, and sometimes we have to decide, okay, we're gonna do our best. But I think that if we have a sincere heart and we really want to help someone and we have something that we believe is gonna be good for them, that they're gonna appreciate it. And so we have to be willing to kind of step out and interrupt someone's day or, be in their life somehow and let them know that we have something that we think will help them and that we want to help them. And I think that that's part of the heart of a salesperson, is that we're here to help. We're here to do things. And it's so important, like, for people who have businesses to be able to sell what they do. And when I, got older and I ended up in internet marketing, one of the things that really happened, I was talking to a lot of business people and they were struggling. And I see it today. Everybody's still looking like, how am I going to get more sales? How am I going to do this thing on the internet? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? And it's frustrating for them, because there's so many people coming at them with offers. There's so many things that they're going to have, and this is going to be the greatest thing ever, and this is going to change your life, and this is going to be so good, and oh, I can help you with this. And how do they know? There's just all this noise. And I think that for entrepreneurs, it's so important for them to really understand, how are you selling your business? I probably did 15,000 website analyses over a period of 6 years when I worked for this internet marketing company. And the one thing that I always remember is that they didn't always have their voice. They didn't always know how to tell people what they did. And I would see it in their websites. That's how I would end up selling website marketing messages and homepage redesigns, because, they didn't know what to say. I remember there was this company and they did satellite television time for broadcasters. And I went to their website and I saw a picture of a satellite, which was nice, and I had no idea what they did, And there were a lot of examples of that, and people are struggling. It's like, they really, really want to know, how am I going to succeed? How am I going to do this? And then they start looking. And then you've got secrets over here, and then you've got this method over here, and here's this package over here. And you try to learn, and you're reading all this stuff. And I read a lot of stuff, and a lot of it's really valuable, a lot of it's really good, but how do you put it together? I think there's nothing more difficult. Like the times when I've had the worst time ever was when I had a whole lot of information, I had a whole lot of stuff, and I didn't know what to do with it. You know, and I just remember wanting to be successful. And I've always wanted to be successful. You know, it's like, who doesn't? I mean, that's like our thing. We want to be successful. And I just remember just feeling like I was going from one thing to another. And, you know, I remember, you know, when I was 48 years old and I got a $12 an hour job, and I was just like, what happened to me? What happened to me? You know, why am I such a loser? Why doesn't this work? How come other people can do this? Why can't I do this? You know, I didn't have the life I thought I would. And it wasn't like I would have made other decisions, because I made the decisions I felt I needed to, but why? And when I started working and started learning and, you know, getting into a new industry and really understanding, you know, I had something I could help people with. That's why I could sell. You know, that's why I ended up going from $12 an hour to 50 grand to 75 and up, is because they needed something and I could see what they needed and I could help them. And the only thing that was really, really tough is that, and the conflict for me has been when it doesn't work, you know? And I think there are just gonna be a lot of things in life that we do, especially in business, that may not. You know, a lot of marketing isn't gonna work. A lot of things we try aren't gonna work. And even if you get something that's working, it's totally dialed in. I have a friend of mine who's really, really great at Google AdWords. I mean, he's amazing at Google AdWords. If you ever need a Google AdWords guy, hit me up. I can get you hooked up. He's phenomenal. And, you know, we were talking one day and he said, you know, you can have everything dialed in. Everything can be absolutely perfect. And then something changes. You know, Google changes an algorithm, or something changes with the weather, or someone in the market comes in and starts spending a bunch of money, or, you know, things are going to happen. So I think the expectation that I find is getting a system that's going to work, you know, get into a routine, get into something that's going to really, really help. And that's what I've had to do. You know, my plan has always been, you know, get into a routine, get into a rhythm, do something, and do the same things over and over and over again to get the same result, you know.